Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser, talking about what markets do in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
According to livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser, cattle markets have pretty well recovered to what they were just before the Tyson plant fire out in western Kansas. Boxed beef prices, after spiking right after that event, are back at levels just below what they were just ahead of the fire. According to Dr. Tonser, this is all about markets doing what they do.
There's a lot of things that go into the establishment of prices in live cattle, feeder cattle, and wholesale beef markets. And the fire and the supply chain disruption certainly played into that, but it's not the only thing. The fact that the markets have recovered is a good thing. I probably don't have to convince anybody of that, if you're a cattle producer, that is. The fact that the wholesale beef market has pulled back isn't necessarily a good thing, depending on how we want to talk about it from a producer's perspective. But what I want to highlight here is markets will do what markets do if we let them. And the sense was there was a strong reaction the week after the event. We've belabored that, and you know, not just me, many analysts have done that. But over time, if the fundamentals support different prices, as we work through, get past the surprises and the uncertainties, the markets will reestablish new equilibriums in econ jargon, and effectively that's what's occurred. The fact we've been able to pull both fed and feeder cattle prices up is a really good thing. I would submit to you the strong wholesale beef prices are part of that, because that's gave buying power, if you like, to buying cattle, whether it's live cattle or feeder cattle. It's not by accident those margins have improved consistent with live cattle price improvement. So there's a lot of good things here, but if I had to put it in a bow, markets adjust. They adjust hard when we have a shock, which is what happened with the fire. And if we give them a little bit of time, which time isn't free, I'm not trying to act like it is free, but that's mm-hmm. what's occurred at this point, then the markets will adjust and go, quote unquote, where they need to go. And in this case, that means cattle prices are actually ahead of where we were before the fire.
A look at current cattle markets. Now, Dr. Tonser, let's switch gears. Where are we right now when it comes to beef, pork, and poultry demand domestically?
Yeah, so these values would be for the month of August compared to August of 2018, and I do it separately for beef, pork, and chicken, as you've noted there, and actually all three are down compared to August of 18. Beef specifically is down just about 2% from August of 18. Beef is up 5 of the 8 months that I have measurement for here so far in 2019. I highlight that because on balance, we still have a good demand situation for the year, but the month of August was a hiccup. Pork was down almost 11% in August. You know, that's more worrisome, but even there, some word of caution is noted because it's the first annual decline that's occurred this year. So whether that's a hiccup in August or not is to be determined. We need to watch that. And then chicken was down about 2.5%. A little more worrisome there is half the months chicken's been down, half it's been positive so far this year.
As for your latest numbers on the export side, Dr. Tonser?
Export demand for beef down 9% compared to August of 19. 5 of the 8 months so far this year have been positive for beef. So again, we want to watch and see if August is an outlier or not, but it's been good overall for the year. Pork demand, probably the biggest thing this month that stands out. Export demand's up almost 25% for the month of August on pork. And actually, we've had 4 really strong months in a row. There's a lot of trade challenges ongoing in the last 72 hours. There's been a lot of optimism in the media about Chinese purchasing and so forth. Of the 3 meats, we're most likely to see that to show up in the pork complex. So we need to keep watching that. And then I have another one, broiler export demand index, all 5% for the month of August. And it's only been up 3 months so far this year. So the month of August has some worrisome signs in it year over year here. If just to summarize it, there's a potential for the real big boost in pork exports to have some spillover benefit on the beef side. We need to monitor that for the rest of 2019.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.